Coming up on episode number 762, it's Thursday night, cover story night. And for tonight, let's focus on the music of a guy who was kind of slipped under the cracks in the 1960s. Not as well known as he should have been, and I think you'll agree once you hear some covers of his music. It is the Tim Buckley cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's Thursday, April 14th, 2011. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight featuring the music of Tim Buckley, a guy that most people know as the father of Jeff Buckley, who released a great cover of Hallelujah, Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, and then died in a very mysterious swimming accident. But Tim Buckley was one of the great rock and roll vocalists of the 1960s. He combined a whole bunch of different styles, folk, psychedelic rock, progressive jazz, kind of along the same lines as like Fred Neil, who I've done cover stories on before, or any of the Greenwich Village artists. Basically, he came out of that same period of time as Jackson Browne, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, folks like that. And in the 1960s, Orange County, California music scene. And you'll hear a lot of that influence, that kind of folk influence there, especially in the covers of his songs. Let's kick things off with a cover of his most popular song, the song that everybody knows when they know Tim Buckley, at least. A song called Song to the Siren, and we're going to hear a cover by Charlotte Martin, whose vocals I just absolutely adore. I will play her singing anything. And here is her cover from her 2007 album, Reproductions, Song to the Siren.
Long float on shipless oceans, I did all my best to smile.
Dream.
my purest candle close to my window, hoping it would catch the eye of any vagabond who passed it by. And I waited in my fleeting house. Before he came, I felt him drawing near. And as he neared, I felt the ancient fear that he had come to wound my door and jeer. And I waited in my fleeting. Tell me stories I call to the hobo. Stories of cold I smile at the hobo. Stories of old I knelt to the hobo. And he stood before my fleeting eyes. Said the hobo, no more tales of time. Don't ask me now to wash away the grime. I can't come in cause it's too high a climb. And walked away from my fleeting house. Then you'll be damned, I screamed the hobo. Leave me alone, I wept to the hobo. Turn into stone, I melt to the hobo. And he walked away from my fleeting house.
Those were days of roses. and roses, poetry and prose, and Martha, all I had was you, and all I had was me. There was no tomorrow.
That is Tim Buckley right there himself covering Tom Waits from a 2004 compilation called Step Right Up, The Songs of Tom Waits. You can also find that on his Greatest Hits album. That is Tim Buckley covering Martha. Such a cool song. You can just picture Tom Waits singing that to somebody, right? You know, like an ode to Martha. Before that, Chrissy Hynde with a cover of Morning Glory by Tim Buckley. That comes from a compilation called Bleecker Street, Greenwich Village in the 60s. It was a compilation that came out in 1999. As you might guess from the title, a bunch of current artists covering songs that were popular in Greenwich Village in the 60s. A lot of stuff like, the folk stuff, Tom Paxton, Fred Neil, Love and Spoonful, Tim Hardin, of course, Bob Dylan. I can't forget him, Simon and Garfunkel, all that stuff. And a really cool compilation that you can find really cheap right now. A lot of used copies out there that you can get your hands on. So look for that if you like that sort of thing. And then Charlotte Martin starting things off with a cover of Song to the Siren. You'll find that on her 2007 album Reproductions, and which is an all-cover album with stuff like Pearl Jam covers. And she really, really runs the gamut of modern and older stuff and covers it all just beautifully. Just love, 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 love her vocals. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Bluehost, affordable, reliable web hosting solutions. Sign up right now through Coverville. You can get $6.95 a month for professional web hosting. What does that include, you may ask? It includes unlimited domain hosting, unlimited gigabytes of hosting space. Put as much stuff up there as you want. So if you're a podcaster, this is beautiful. You don't have to worry about taking old episodes down to make room for new episodes. Unlimited gigabytes of file transfer. So if you get really popular, you're covered there. Unlimited email accounts, free domain registration, which is something that a lot of people don't think about when they think about hosting. They go and get their domain from GoDaddy or Network Solutions and then go find a host. Well, this takes care of it all for you. Bluehost will actually keep your domain registered for as long as you're with them. And then when you're done, if you want to move on to a new host, you take it with you. You don't have to worry about buying it from them or anything like that. It's really, really cool. They make it super easy and super cheap. $6.95 a month. That's nothing. When you're ready to sign up, please, 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 please go to coverville.com and use the link on the side of the page or in the show notes for this episode, and it will get you right to their site where you can sign up. It gets me a little bit of a kickback, and it's absolutely worth it. Bluehost.com. Check them out today. All right, back to the music, and I wanted to put this song first in the second set because I wanted to give a little bit of preparation because it is a very long song. It's so cool, and it has such a really rich landscape feel to it, and you'll see what I mean when you listen to it. It's by a group called Geneva, and it was part of a Buckley tribute CD called Sing a Song for You that came out in 2000, a song called Pleasant Street, and really... like I said, just has such an atmosphere. Listen to it, enjoy it, and we'll see you on the other side. There'll be another song after that, but we'll see you on the other side of this set. Here is Geneva with Pleasant Street.
Say, you don't remember what to do.
Tania Sanders with a cover of Once I Was. It comes from a 2008 charity CD called Before the Gold Rush that raised money for Teach for America, a great cause, one that I was happy to support and help promote here on Coverville a few years ago, back in 2008. Covering Tim Buckley's Once I Was, again, that is Tania Sanders. Before that, 9.5 minutes, but you wouldn't think so because it's just so, like you said, atmospheric and dreamy, and so cool. That is Geneva with their cover of Pleasant Street from the 2000 tribute to Tim Buckley called Sing a Song for You. One more set of music here tonight before we call it a night and get ready for the weekend. We're going to start things off with a group called This Mortal Coil that released several albums between 1983 and 1998. Several albums and a lot of covers, a lot of covers of 60s and 70s psychedelic and folk rock. And the lead singer was a guy named Ivo Watts Russell, who was founder of the record label 4AD out there in the UK. Founded that and then also did This Mortal Coil. You know what, I guess I'm sorry, it was 1983 to 1991 that the band was together. So some of the stuff has been released posthumously, some of these more recent releases, including the re-release of the album that I pulled this track from, Filigree and Shadow, which originally came out in 1986, but was re-released in 1998. A cover of I Must Have Been Blind by Tim Buckley. Again, you know, kind of keeping that same feel of the last couple tracks. Here is This Mortal Coil with I Must Have Been Blind.
Thank you. ripless oceans. I did all my best to smile till your singing eyes and fingers drew me loving to your aisle. And you say,
tell this old world how to get along. I only know that peace will come when all our hate is gone. I've been a searching for the dolphins in the sea. Sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? This old world will never change. This old world will never change. This old world will never change.
Tim Buckley closing us out here with a song where he's covering another one of the guys who came out of that same time period out of Greenwich Village. That is Tim Buckley covering Fred Neil and a song called Dolphins. You know, if you're familiar with the band The, and Matt Johnson, you've got to hear their version of it. I've played it before on Coverville, but it's just so, it's really haunting as well. Look for it on the Fred Neil cover story that I did a while back. Dolphins. Cover there by Tim Buckley. You'll find it on his 2006 compilation, The Best of Tim Buckley. Before that, Alex Neat, and I hope that's how it's pronounced, Knight. Depends on if it's the German pronunciation. N-I-E-D-T with his cover of Song to the Siren. Yeah, I know I played a couple different versions of Song to the Siren, but it's the most popular song by Tim Buckley. B, those are two fantastic versions, and I didn't want to leave either of them out. That's a brand new single that he submitted to me as an independent performer here. Just came out this year, Song to the Siren. You can get it either on Amazon or iTunes MP3, 99 cents, and that song is yours to listen to over and over again. And had a couple of people in the chat room that song really touched. One of them needed a hanky after hearing that one. We start off that set with This Mortal Coil and I Must Have Been Blind from the 1986 album Filigree and Shadow. Another great tune. Yeah, this, you know, for an atmospheric kind of mellower Coverville, it's really, you know, really engrossing. You know, it's very, very touching episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you discovered a new artist. This is funny. After listening to all these covers and putting this show together, I went and bought a couple of Tim Buckley compilations and greatest hits albums so that I could kind of get more familiar with the original versions of a lot of these songs, and you can too. Just find them on your local distributor or local record store. By the way, Saturday, don't forget, is record store day. Don't forget to go to your local record store and support them. You know, local shops, independent shops need your attention and need your love and need your support. And this is a great weekend to go because there's going to be a bunch of great exclusive stuff that you can only get there. You can't get these at Best Buy and Target and Amazon.com and iTunes and stuff like that. So go support your local record store Saturday and, hey, maybe you're going to find a couple interesting new cover albums that are coming out Saturday as part of Record Store Day that you're only going to be able to get, like the new Foo Fighters all cover release, as well as a bunch of singles that I think Capitol is releasing. So make sure you check those out. In any case, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thanks for tuning in. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message at Coverville. On Coverville in the show notes for this or any other episode. Also a great place to sign up to be a Coverville citizen, pick up the Coverville DVDs for a song, pun intended, or discuss cover songs with a whole bunch of other cover song lovers in the forums and in the various discussions going on in the comments and the show notes. We will be back on Tuesday with another All Request edition, I believe. Stay tuned for that coming up on Tuesday. Until then, this is Brandon Bitt Singh. That just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network and Bandwidth for Coverville. was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultrafeed. Find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. Podcast so good. Ooh, what am I going to say here? Podcast so good, you must have been blind to miss them. I don't know. Ooh, good timing for that to come in. Bye.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.